From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, December 27th. Food insecurity in Butte County is higher than the state average, and one community group in Chico says demand for services has recently increased. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The South Chico Community Assistance Center sits in an unassuming house on Park Avenue. Twice a month, it opens a food and clothing pantry. Co-founder Rich Ober says the winter months can often make things harder for those facing food insecurity. Housed people may have extra family members staying with them, and unhoused residents are often sheltering in place, trying to stay out of the rain and cold.
Which means you don't have as much access to food, so you're getting fewer calories every day, and that adds stress to your situation.
The center also works with other aid organizations. This week, Safe Space wasn't able to provide shelter for several days due to no churches providing them a building. Instead, the nonprofit provided meals and used the center's kitchen.
It's the cliche of it taking a village. It takes a network of entities, individuals who understand each other, who have grown to trust each other, and see the ways that we can kind of dovetail our services.
Ober says the average attendance of the center has nearly doubled since January. A report this year from the Butte County Department of Public Health showed that food insecurity was a top health challenge facing residents in the area. It also found that the county's rate of food insecurity was 12.6%, which is about 2 percentage points higher than state average. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, this week marked a record number of healthcare enrollments for Covered California, but the North State still has a high number of uninsured residents. Ahead of its open enrollment deadline, Covered California reported nearly 2 million people are enrolled for health insurance next year. But according to data from the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research, there are about 125,000 uninsured people living in and around the North State. Covered California says most of these people can qualify for financial assistance or are eligible for Medi-Cal coverage. Officials encourage Californians to sign up as soon as possible to ensure they are covered by the start of 2025. Open enrollment ends on January 31st. And a series of four atmospheric river storms is bringing heavy snow and high winds to the Pacific Northwest, but won't cause significant problems in most areas of the North State. Meteorologist Eric Kurth is with the National Weather Service in Sacramento.
We are expecting to get some moderate rain across the area, not expecting flooding to be a significant issue at this point. Saturday and Sunday, it's just a relatively warm system, so the snow will be right around the pass levels.
Flooding isn't expected to be a problem, but he says even though the snow levels are expected to remain high, travelers should still be prepared for possible travel delays. Gusty winds could also be a problem for high-profile vehicles. In other news, Christmas tree disposal began yesterday in Chico, with Waste Management offering curbside pickup services for the next 3 weeks. Trees should be cut into 3-foot segments and placed in the yard waste cart or bundled loosely on the curb. If you'd rather recycle your tree, Chico Boy Scout Troop 2 will pick up your tree for free and use it for fish and wildlife habitat restoration. The recycled trees will be delivered to the Butte County Fish and Game Commission to make brush piles that protect baby fish and help grow complex food sources. Troop 2 has contributed 30,000 trees to this cause since 1992. You could schedule a pickup at their website for the next 10 days. And finally, the first openly transgender elected official has been sworn in to fill a seat on the Shasta County School Board. Bobby Simpson took the Gateway Unified School District trustee seat last week. She faced an incumbent board member and won 56% of the votes. According to reporting by Shasta Scout, Simpson says some of her goals are to help foster respect, inclusion, and safety for children. Also, she wants to create better learning environments for neurodiverse students. And those were your headlines for Friday, December 27th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can head to our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.